Sitting with me right now, Dr. Bob Edgar, president of Common Cause. Dr. Edgar was a member of Congress from 1975 to 1987, representing the 7th District of Pennsylvania. Why take a week of your lives and spend it in Vietnam talking about something that, frankly, many people in America may not even be aware of, the problems with Agent Orange? Why are you on this trip, Bob?
This is my second trip to Vietnam in less than a year. We came last May. I fell in love with the children. I fell in love with the project. I fell in love with the idea that wars are not over when the last soldier leaves the battlefield. And I brought about 12 religious leaders, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Roman Catholics, Protestants. We went home passionate about teaching the story across our country that while the war had ended 35 years ago, now 30, almost 36 years ago, and I was on the House floor when we shut down the war, most Americans have put the war out of their mind. And yet children and grandchildren of the veterans who served here and the people who were sprayed are still dying, still having birth defects. I want to dedicate at least a part of my life to telling the story and helping people to recognize that in Iraq and Afghanistan and other places around the world, I hope that 25 and 30 years from now, our children and grandchildren don't have to continue to clean up the mess that we've made.
Talk about the emotions that you've had and the thoughts you've had about the people of Vietnam themselves.
I think all of us are victims of Agent Orange. Those that are victims with physical and emotional and issues that relate to their physical bodies, but also all of us who have neglected to respond and haven't come. And when you get here and you see the smiles on the faces of those children that have spina bifida and cancer and other kinds of diseases that you know are either a direct line link to the defoliant that we used or a dotted line link. And then you see the smiles on the part of the people. And nobody that we've really talked to has said, bring us U.S. money. That's what will solve the problem. They basically said, we are happy that you're here, happy that you're trying to teach people back in America about the war. I go back after visiting here twice, committed and recommitted to addressing this issue, because I think we can strongly remind people you can't go to war without paying a price. And it's not just the financial price of the soldiers in the field. It's the price we live on this fragile planet we call Earth.
Why do the people of the United States not know more about Agent Orange and the devastation that's been done in people's lives on the earth, both here for both of those and in the United States in terms of illnesses among individuals?
I think we have a culture in the United States of winners and losers. Every Sunday, there are more people at the sports arenas than are at the churches wanting to see a winner and a loser. It's my school against your school, my team against your team. And for a long time in war, particularly from the perspective of the United States, we won World War II. But in Vietnam, both those that supported the war and those who opposed the war, there hasn't really been a healing. And so when the war was shut down in April of 75, people wanted to think, I believe, out of sight, out of mind. It's over. Finally, there's the deaths have stopped. Let's go on.
What is the relationship, Bob, between what happened in Vietnam and what kind of problems are we creating now? It's very possible we will be in the future dealing with other controversial wars like Iraq and Afghanistan, and we may even be challenged to be cleanup people again.
Yeah. Well, I think part of our challenge is to give voice and to give vision to people about past events like the Vietnam War, will have future consequences.
Early in this trip, Jim Forbes said, "There is a question I want some media outlet to answer." And he kindly said, "I think State of Belief Radio is the only place it's going to get answered because that program deals with these kinds of issues." Jim said, "We need to look at what we can learn from our former adversaries." Bob, I'd like you to start.
When you come here, you don't just learn words, you learn feelings. And as Jim has said, he's reminded of Nelson Mandela forgiving his captors as he walks out of South Africa. Here we have a whole nation of people who, in effect, love us more than they love their other neighbors and have a great hope. They send many of their children to the United States to learn and come back and make contributions.
The president of Common Cause, Dr. Bob Edgar, we have been taping from Hanoi, Vietnam.